Kate Delaney hanging with you here on these airwaves. Little old show called America Tonight. We swing all over the place, so look out. Could be headed in your direction. We love our flyover states and the East and the West Coast and all those spots in between. Remember, you can always jump in and throw in your 2 cents at 800-259-5791 or shoot us an email, americatonight.net. Boy, do we have a lot of politics to swim around in. Ooh, this is the good stuff. When you get closer to what I call the actual D-Day, which is November 2nd, here we are a week away from what could be a big momentum swing on the Hill, or not. Maybe just a few changes or an avalanche of change. Some people say, just get all the incumbents out, Republican or Democrat, who cares? Send them all packing. They've been there too long and they're like mummies. They don't do anything. And they're just collecting that paycheck every once in a while on the easy issues, jumping up and down to throw in on a vote that is an obvious one. You know, some of these committees, it's like when they march people up to be grilled on the Hill. Well, like there's a problem with eggs, so we're going to grill the egg industry. Well, who's going to jump in their chili on that one? Or let's march up the baseball players and nail them about steroids. Of course, get the sexy headlines, get a couple of blips here and there. No one's going to crucify them on that, telling them that they took the wrong stand, but it's the hard stuff. Ooh, what do we do about the avalanche of illegal immigrants that are still coming into the country, or in certain border states we have these massive problems? And what about the drug cartels? Are they getting a little bit too close for comfort and picking off innocent Americans? What about the kidnappings in Arizona? What about all of that? What about the fallout of health care, the people who don't understand why they're not getting the cost of living increases when they retire and pay all their money into Social Security, and all the people before them got it, but unfortunately they were born too late? And what about the unemployment? What about the promised jobs? The list is very, very long, and there's a lot of unhappy people in this country. You can just feel it, I'm telling you. So check this out. I haven't heard these words from somebody in the same party in a very long time. That's why I was taken aback for a minute there. But a Rhode Island Democrat told the president that he can shove it for not endorsing him. It's true. The candidate for governor in that state, who is, I guess, seen more as a conservative than an independent, and this is a heavily Democratic state, so he's not getting the coattails of Obama. When he learned that Obama wasn't going to endorse him, that's how he reacted. And his name's Frank Caprio. His campaign said last week that, of course, yes, they want the president's endorsement. But then when the president made his visit to Rhode Island, the president's people said he's going to endorse nobody. So he basically faced him is what he did. The Democrat did not get the layup. Rhode Island, remember, went 63% for Obama in the 2008 general election. And even though Caprio is seen as more of a conservative, he is running on the Democratic side of things. So let you hear what the president said, first of all, in reaction to the Rhode Island election and the GOP in general, I guess, and then Frank Caprio, who's running for the seat, and what he had to say. Check it out.
We figure this is a once-in-a-generation challenge, and so let's see if we can put the bickering aside and the gamesmanship that had dominated Washington for way too long. If they win this election, the chair of the Republican Campaign Committee has already promised to pursue, and I'm quoting here, the exact same agenda as they pursued before I took office.
What I said to the president is that this process about endorsements isn't something that I'm concerned about right now. And he can take the endorsement and shove it. Look, he started this. He's the one. We didn't ask for any endorsement. He's the one that started talking about endorsements last night. But I'm not going to get distracted about all that. I'm going to, again, stay focused on what's going on right here in Rhode Island and our families are hurting.
All right, so you heard that obviously there was something that was promised or you thought was promised back in the spring or almost in the summer, and then they didn't come through. The president didn't come through in the end. Shocker, huh? How about this? 1 in 3 people, this is why I say you never know what's going to happen. 1 in 3 people have not yet locked onto a choice in the November 2nd congressional elections. This is according to an APGFK poll. And this is a year where people are furious. They're fed up. They're sick and tired of it all. But despite all of the political spending and the campaigning, 1/3 is a big number. 1/3 of likely voters undecided on who to pick, on what candidate. And they say they might change their mind even if they think they have their mind made up. That tells you something. Like this. Check this out. A large group might seem like the opportunity for the Democrats because they could get enough of those votes and that the Republicans wouldn't get enough votes. But if you look closer, they're not particularly, the people that aren't sure, the 1/3, aren't particularly friendly to the Democrats. So that would tell you then the opposite, that, well, there's still a good chance they could lose all those seats. Basically, boiling it down, 45% of persuadable voters tentatively prefer their district's Republican House candidate. 38% pick the Democratic contender. The same 7% point margin Republicans hold with people who have already decided. So you compare that then, you go a step further with voters who have decided on their person and those open to maybe change their thinking of some of the less congressional Democrats, and they're probably more inclined to oust the incumbent, and they're pessimistic about the economy. And the economy is absolutely, hands down, the bellwether issue, period. It's the lack of jobs and what are the wages and what's the future. All of that is the big thing in the election. Everything else has gone to the wayside. The little particulars that are actually big, but that have been put on the shelf for now. It's really front and center now more than ever about the cha-ching factor because there's so much concern. What do you do when the taxes go up, when you can't write off this, when the small business rules change, what your health premiums go up and you have to have health, you have kids, you don't know what's going to happen to you, so you can't take the risk. And then, of course, if you take the risk of not having health insurance because you feel like you can't afford it, eventually you'll get fined for it under the current rules. Not right away, but in the next couple of years that kicks in and you're toast anyway because you're going to have to pay it. So you'd have to weigh, which is the better option for me? I'm not sure. Should I take the penalty? So I'm curious, how many people out there have their mind made up? Is there anybody listening to me that's not sure how they're going to vote? I have a feeling this audience, they know which way they're going. 800-259-5791. Hang with us.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabite. To get your Extendabite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP HeartDropTalk.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifiers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but they'll never get inside. We got too much to hide.
Speaking of too much to hide, what's going on with NPR? And I said this the other day, there's some programs I like on NPR. All Things Considered is a great show. I've listened to that a ton in the various cities that I've lived, wherever it is. And then there's always local pocket programming, great music stuff. They have really unplugged music stuff sometimes. So check it out, folks. The NPR chief now is apologizing to the staff over the way the Juan Williams thing was handled, of course, because they're getting bombarded. The affiliates are not happy. A lot of the affiliates didn't like what happened either. There was definitely a way, if they were going to do it, okay, they're going to do it, but there was a way to do it, and she blew it. Vivian Schiller is her name, and she's the NPR chief. She says she should have better prepared the network staff, and of course, she should have done that. So she decided she was going to write a memo and say that, you know, while she stands behind her decision, she regrets that they didn't take the time. She said, we did not take the time to better prepare our messaging. It sounds so crafted, doesn't it? Well, we stand, I'm going to read it like it's NPR. While we stand firmly, because, you know, they always had the monotone voice. While we stand firmly behind that decision, I regret that we did not take the time to better prepare our messaging and to provide you with the tools to cope with the fallout from this episode. Give me a break. Whatever. Cut through the crap, lady. You got a black eye over it. That's why you now had to put that out to the staff, because everybody's nervous. They sliced and diced him on Wednesday, 2 days, this was last week, after he was on Fox News's O'Reilly Factor, when he said he got nervous when he sees people with Muslim garb on planes. He's a liberal. He writes very liberal. And when I say liberal, you know, talks about the civil rights movement and the horrible things that have happened and what should go on. There's no question. You can call him whatever you want to call him, because now we have liberal 2.0, liberal light, whatever. That's fine. But he's definitely not a conservative in no way, shape, or form. So now she's coming back and having to, I feel like I'm being manipulated. And of course, this was to the staff, and naturally everybody and their brother has a copy of it. So give me a break. And Schiller, she knows this game. She used to work for CNN. She was a CNN exec. She jumped on board at NPR as the president and CEO just a year ago in January of 2009. You know, so come on here. If they have to end the relationship or whatever, fine. But you know what? You're going to have to deal with the public black eye. And you know what? There is a public black eye on this from folks who consider themselves to be whatever. You know, see, this is the thing, because we have to have labels, right? We don't feel right if we don't have labels on people. So, all right, so I'll roll with that. So people who you would consider to be very liberal people are also not happy, most of them, not all, but a lot of them have written and have said that, written in their various publications, that they're not happy with what happened with Juan Williams and the way that he was let go. And then the whole debate over, was it right, was it wrong? You know, there's been really harsh criticism over what's happened. Forget if you wanted to take and say, well, of course, all the shows that lean right are going to say that, because it's like throwing raw meat out there. But we'll forget that for a second. And then how about some of their own contributors? New York Times has a conservative columnist. His name's David Brooks, but he also is a contributor to NPR. And he said this quote. In fact, I put it on my blog and said this is what David Brooks said. If you go to AmericaTonight.net and click on notes from a scorecard, the merits of what Juan said were certainly within the realm of acceptable discourse. Okay, I'm going to dumb it down for you. It's okay what he said. He really is not a bigot. And he wasn't the only one who wrote about that. There were some other people who did, too. And what E.J. Dionne, who's a liberal columnist for the Washington Post, said, and also an NPR contributor, and this is a person who's a liberal columnist, said he should have been given a chance to talk. And that's it. I mean, come on. What kind of, why do you do people like that? Especially, it's an unnecessary thing. Especially when you know it's going to be written about and people are going to talk about it. If anything, NPR just gives Fox, they just give Fox more ratings. That's what they did. Just gave them more ratings. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah, I don't see nothing wrong with what he said. He didn't, he's not a bigot or nothing like that.
I don't think so either. He was being honest. He was just talking.
Sure.
He was talking like a normal person.
Yeah, I mean, how many people go to Southern L.A. or Southside Chicago at night? Not very many.
Nope.
You know, a lot of places they don't go to. They make, they get, make them nervous.
Right.
But I didn't see nothing wrong with what he said. I mean, he just expressing his own personal feelings. It was,
that's right.
It's not the policy of the America, you know, country. So, but anyway, I got robbed there Sunday with Miami. That was a fumble, and they had the ball.
You know what? That's why they call it nail the score. It's that tough because look what happens. And that was a crazy game, wasn't it?
Yeah, but there's a referees missed that call altogether on that. They should be replaced.
They did miss that call. And you said that the Dolphins were going to win 27-13.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was robbed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why. Yeah. Yeah. And look what happened.
Is that Wakefield fired yet?
He did. The pot is still growing in week 8. You have to wait till then. Nobody nailed the score, so you're safe.
Yeah. Is Wade Phillips fired yet?
Oh, no, no. Wade Phillips is just making excuses. I happen to see a little snippet of his press conference, and he's making excuses. Tony Romo goes down. Maybe that gives him the excuse for the end of the year. Jerry Jones has never fired. He's fired lots of coaches, but he's never fired them midseason.
I fear he'd be gone by now.
I think he, this is just crazy because, you know what, somebody has to take responsibility and they, this is a team, they're 1-5, they're hosting, the Cowboys Stadium is hosting the Super Bowl, they're not even competitive.
No, they're not even going to be in it. I see Joe Girardi, his job line now, they fired his coaches.
Yeah, he's next.
Yeah, he'd be next.
Yeah, Yeah.
This is Brett Favre now. They show a picture of his wife, and she looks just like that woman he's been supposedly texting. So I can see where he got mixed up on, you know. Maybe he sent the pictures to the wrong number or something.
Yeah, maybe. That's what his, isn't that what his wife is saying? That perhaps, you know, he gets things confused, and it really should have been gone in my email, and that's what that was about.
Yeah,
well, he's denying the photos, you know that. He's saying that, yes, I did leave the voicemails, but not the other.
Well, his wife can verify that, but she looks just like her. I mean,
she does. Just an older version.
I see why you got confused. And, you know, give the guy some credit. You know, you've been banged up in the NFL too many headshots, so.
You get confused. One woman looks like the other, especially if they have same hair color, same body type. You're right. So silly.
Well,
Rick.
Yeah.
All right.
It's hard to tell what this election is going to do.
You think what?
I said it's hard to tell what this election is going to come out like.
I think it's hard to tell. I just said that there was a crazy poll where some people haven't even really made up their mind, and sometimes somebody says something and then they change their mind, or they get all nervous when they go to vote and they forget, and the next thing you know they're voting in the wrong direction. We've already been through that. Remember Florida?
I don't think the big problem's going to vote up, show up anyway.
I think you're going to see a lot of flips. I think there are going to be some people that are incumbents that are gone.
Gone. Yeah. I look for some of them to be gone.
Yeah.
I think some of them that we think is going to be gone are going to be back again.
Yep.
So.
I think it's going to be interesting, and I agree. And I think it's going to be a mixed bag. Some that you think are going to be gone will stay, and some that you might be a little surprised about probably get the boot. But here's what I hope happens, Rick, that a lot of people go out and vote. That's the thing. Just go out and vote. It doesn't take that long, for goodness sake. It's easy to vote. It's not a big deal.
Go in there and muck about and go on.
That's it, and just go on. Take extra time. That's all you have to do. All right, Rick, you take care. Drive safely wherever is your motoring to and fro from. He's right, it doesn't take you very long to do it. I've worked for a couple of places where they gave you time when you're in an office to go and vote. Just time off, just, you know, a couple hours or whatever it takes, because they wanted to emphasize that people go and didn't care. They weren't trying to sway you in any direction, but said, you know, if you want to go and vote, you can take the time and you don't have to clock in or out. How many people actually voted then, or did they take an early lunch?
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America Tonight coming up. We're going to hit sports shorts and fill in the blanks there on what happened on Monday Night Football and also what's going on with Brett Favre and a couple of other things, too. Injuries. This is when you'll see a lot of those injuries that can be crippling to a team sometimes crop up. That's what's happened with Tony Romo, the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, although they were going in the completely opposite direction anyway. All right, let's take one. Let's go out to Nick, who's listening to us in Michigan. Hello, Nick.
Yes, I'm calling in to comment on a comment you had about the rebuttal commercial. I think it was a couple of weeks ago, the I Am Not a Witch commercial out in Delaware.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I thought your reaction to it was really interesting, and I really don't want to go into her politics, but I know you have a psychologist on from time to time on the show, and what I thought was interesting, I can't remember the way you described the commercial, but when I listened to it, it definitely had that 60-ish unbehavioral, unscientific, but everyone kind of knows it when they hear it, thing called Weird Vibes. It was a very odd commercial.
Really?
Yeah, it was the one she says, I'm not a witch, is
whoever put it together, they didn't do her any favors.
No, and it had the weird vibes, and the reason I'm using that as kind of a springboard, a lot of people get confused about psychology when they look for strange and unhealthy behaviors, but one of the first things that people will respond to when asked about difficult personalities, if you use the term weird vibes, which is not really a very precise definition, but then ask them about certain behaviors, and those behaviors, if they are too intense, too frequent, have duration that's too long, and their place of occurrence in a public as opposed to a private place, you can get a pretty good picture on unhealthy personalities. And I just thought that commercial, whatever her political positions are, and some of them, some of her comments that she's made, you know, during this election, I'm not going to disagree with on certain points, but I did find it very, very odd. It left a big impression with that piano in the background.
Well, yeah, and you know what's interesting, Nick, is what they were trying to do is make fun of the witch thing that was on Bill Maher and all that, and they did a bad job of that. And I think, yeah, I mean, you hit in a weird way, you hit a point that what's really going on there. But the bottom line is, as far as her electability, the guy who's running against her, Chris Coons, in a very Democratic state, has her 15 points, I heard the other day. So I don't think that she's going to walk away with this election.
Well, the guy that's back in the news about the Chandra Levy case, named Gary Condit.
Yes.
I think that's his name. Yeah, that's been 10 years ago, but I'll tell you one thing. That guy had weird vibes. And I just remember some of the interviews and so on and so forth, and, you know, you pick that up. It just is something he left as a kind of a residue a decade ago that, he was in the hot seat, but at the same time, he had that aura.
Okay, so I see what you're saying. So you're saying there's people that have that, and that's what you're talking about with her. That's what she would have in common with him, that sometimes you get the wrong feeling. You get a strange vibe from somebody. That's what I call weird. You say weird, I say strange vibe. Conversation, whether it's politics or someone who's a political figure or somebody who's in public especially, somebody who's out in the public. I can see that sometimes. I had that happen I won't say who it is, but he was a pretty famous guy. He was doing a speech, and it was kind of a small setting, and boy, did he blow it. And it was because I think he really he put the audience sort of on their heels because he was all over the place in a strange way. It was kind of a weird vibe, and he didn't connect with them. And I thought, wow, this is interesting. They paid this guy all this money, but he has no connection whatsoever to what he's talking about, and he's giving everybody an uncomfortable feeling. That's what it is.
Yeah, well, there's actually some points below frequency, intensity, duration, and place of occurrence that, you know, it's kind of a checklist for people that aren't too familiar with what we're talking about here. But it can be very helpful for dealing with what people find to be problem personalities. And I thought it might be interesting if you do have the occasional psychologist, I can't remember her name, but she's on your show.
Judith Barr.
Yeah, you might want to ask her about that because, there's just kind of a litmus test list you can go through with people who aren't familiar with a lot of basic points about psychology, but they'll respond really well when you get into this topic with those points.
All right, thanks, Nick. Good suggestion. Right. You know, we love Judith Barr. We call her the ATN head shrinker. In fact, the last time we had her on, we talked about an interesting subject. We talked about people who think that there's a sort of a weird disconnect where you get all this stuff pumped out to you that if you're just positive, good things will happen. Oh, you're so negative. You're such a malcontent. If you were just positive, all the positive things you want, the money will come to you, the beautiful woman will come to you, all the spoils will be yours. You'll find the parking spot the second you pull into the lot somewhere when you're going to the game or wherever. You'll get the best seat in the house. And that's so crazy to think that way. And then what happens when you put all this supposed focus on positive, 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 and negative things happen to you? Because guess what? That's how life is. It's the peaks and the valleys. It's the roller coaster. But that was the last thing we talked to her about. So we'll have to get her on and see. Actually, it would be fun to have Judith on and play some spots for her and get her, if she would do it, and get her impressions of the people, just randomly pick some of the people running and get her impressions of them just based on what she's hearing, because that's what she does all day long. She listens to people and then tries to pull things out from what she gets back from them. So mostly it's a listening kind of exercise. I think that'd be pretty interesting. All right, we haven't really hit anything overseas lately, so I want to do that quickly. This crazy thing going on in Indonesia. I have a weird fascination, not a weird, but I have a fascination with volcanoes. Maybe it's because I've been to Hawaii a couple of different times and was so excited I got to fly over Kilauea and saw the little trickle of red of, you know, the lava flowing down from the air and watching it go over the side of the cliff and into the water. It was really cool. So in Indonesia, they've got pressure building, what they call beneath a lava dome in the mouth of the most volatile volcano, they say, Indonesia's most volatile volcano, that might trigger one of its deadliest blasts in years. Scientists are actually warning people to get away. If you live on the slopes, they're telling, because a lot of people live there, they're saying get off the slopes. And it's, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Mount Merapi has seen this volcanic activity in a couple of days, and the alert level has been raised. It last erupted in 2006, and there was, you know, rock fragments racing down the mountain and all that stuff. And only two people, though, were killed when that happened. There was another eruption, though. I didn't even remember this. Back in the mid-90s, 60 people were killed then. And you have to go way back before my time for the most that have ever, lives that have ever been claimed. It was like 1,300 people, according to old records in 1930. But they're saying that this, no, this is serious. They're talking about gusts of hot ash 150 feet in the air. The mountain is groaning and rumbling, warning that this energy is building up and you better get out of here. Because if you don't, it could be disastrous. But what is interesting to me, and I guess I didn't realize this, but there are 129 active, we're not saying dormant, active volcanoes that they watch in Indonesia. Wow. And it makes sense, though, because they're islands, right? So you have, and some of them are probably just teeny tiny islands, but you've got about 17,000 islands. So that's why they're prone to those eruptions and the earthquakes, because you know where this area is, right? If you've ever seen it, I think I saw it in IMAX. It's called Ring of Fire. So it's all those fault lines that stretch from the Western Hemisphere, rather, through Japan and Southeast Asia. But I didn't realize that 129, wow, that's something you don't want to fool with, huh? All right, here's another thing that I'm going to consider overseas. It's Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. It was 8 years ago that this Canadian, as a teenager, was taken in and he pled guilty to killing a U.S. Army sergeant during a battle in Afghanistan. And so it's been 8 years, and Omar Kadar, who was 15 at the time of his capture, who was basically a child soldier, was pushed into becoming an al-Qaeda fighter by his father, who was a friend of Osama bin Laden's. So he pled guilty to all the charges against him. The plea deal ends what has become a widely criticized trial that made the U.S. the first Western nation, believe it or not, since World War II to prosecute a child offender for alleged war crimes. The exact terms haven't really been disclosed, but his sentence was capped at the 8 years in addition to time already spent at the Guantanamo detention camp. So now he's 24, and he was actually seriously wounded. That's when he was caught in a gun battle back in 2002. So he admitted to throwing a grenade that killed a special forces medic during a raid. Sports is next on America Tonight.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas.
When you use EDGE.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims,
and we can back up every one.
Go to QuickEDGE.com to learn more now.
Spelled K-W-I-K-E-D-G-E.com.
EDGE is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use EDGE have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the EDGE at QuickEDGE.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Guys, is anybody listening to me? Because I know we have a lot of people listening in the great state of Texas. Or many of the others who are Cowboy fans, put a fork in your team. It'd be a miracle to resurrect them. 1-5. 1-5 at this point. The Giants had their way with the Dallas Cowboys. And more importantly, they lost their quarterback, Tony Romo, with a major injury. But here's some of the specifics, including the final score. Listen to what it sounded like.
Listen, Romo, he blasts it, throws it up, and a great leaping catch by Austin at the 30-yard line.
Okay, DeMoss, if you caught that one, why can't you catch the other two?
Tony Romo flat on his back, and he was blasted.
Ken Manning out of the gun, blitz on, lobs one left for Smith. He's got a touchdown, Giants. Manning read the blitz, and he found Steve Smith for the touchdown. And the Giants are an extra point away from taking the lead.
Manningham, little screen, got a good block down the right sideline. 10, 5, and he walks in for the touchdown.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, rough time. So the Giants win 41-35. You know, we have Steve Budin on from sportsinfo.com. And that was the one game we talked about where he said, boy, I would not pick if I were a betting person. If I were laying anything down in this game, I would not pick the Dallas Cowboys in this game. So the worst fears were probably realized here. Not so much the final score, but even worse, the fact that Romo's injury, he's been diagnosed with a fractured left clavicle, which is collarbone. After he was hurt in that Giants game, he was hurt in the second quarter when he was thrown to the ground by Michael Boulle, and I'll tell you what, that was all she wrote. He didn't see anything coming, basically, and you could tell that it was killing him. He had that look in his face. You knew it immediately when he went down, and you heard it there. I think that was Brad Sham with the call, and he was replaced by John Kitna, and that's it. So Kitna, who hasn't started a game since he played for the Lions in 2008, didn't take a snap last season. He's the only backup quarterback in the NFL not to play, and he hadn't done that since the first five games of the season either. So now he's going to have to come up with something, and I think the Romo injury is the big thing. And how the Cowboys finish and what happens to Wade Phillips and Jason Garrett, and what are they going to do? So do they fire Phillips? They were having problems anyway. Matt, obviously you and I talk about football a lot on this show. You've been watching the Cowboys. Just they're toast. They're done. They're not making the playoffs, that's for sure. And who knows with Romo, probably they're saying 8 to 10 weeks, but you might as well call that he's done for the season.
Yeah, I'd say so. And Wade Phillips definitely is on the extremely hot seat now.
Yes.
I don't know. He was on the hot seat beforehand, so I don't know whatever it is.
He's on fire.
He's on the caliente seat now. I don't know what it is, but he's definitely up there. And my Vikings are a little step above them and with a glimmer of hope just because of the division we play in. So, but other than that, the Cowboys and the Vikings, they're two teams that expect to be, do very well, especially in the Saints, too.
Yes.
All three of them just
are not doing
down the
it.
Tubes right now.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that interesting? You know, when you make, it's like you read all the preseason magazines from Sports Illustrated to any of the other sporting news, and everybody has all the big predictions. It's fun. It's the fun time of the year right as you're in training camps and coming out of them, and you're getting ready for fantasy teams, or you're just psyched about your football team or whatever, and you start to read the predictions. None of those teams that Matt just mentioned, nobody would think that they would be in the position that they're in right now, and I, like I said, put a fork in the Cowboys. It'd be miraculous if somehow they survived that injury. I don't think so. And, you know, Matt mentions Minnesota. They lose to Green Bay the other day, 28-24, and then there's all the talk about what about Brett Favre. We had Ed Berliner on, who writes for the Huffington Post, does some stuff for them for the sports section, and he was talking about the Vikings and that they really shouldn't have gone to Brett Favre in the first place. Now, Brett Favre's ankle is fractured. So the question becomes, can he play? What happens with Brett Favre in this ankle injury? So, I mean, boy, I would have never predicted this either with Favre or with what's happening to the Vikes. And what about Brad Childress? And I heard a rumor the two of them are kind of butting heads. I don't know that they're butting heads. I think there's just pressure on the team now because of where they were supposed to be. So anyway, Childress talked about Favre's health and his playing status. Here it is.
As you know, he's had ankle and heel problems, you know, for a long time. So that walking boot makes him a little bit more comfortable. And I wouldn't rule anything out in terms of the end of the week. Don't really have a time framework on it. He's got to be able to do all the things that are, you know, that the position does. I mean, you can't put a guy that's a sitting duck out there, you know. I mean, his competitive nature, I'm sure, will come into it. But a lot of times you got to protect people from themselves.
Yeah, so that means that he's saying there's a good chance he's probably not going to play. And what do you think the Vikings' chances are of, well, they're not out of the playoffs yet, Matt. I mean, it's still too early to call that. But, of course, you're talking about a Sunday game at the New England Patriots. That's the scary part. The New England Patriots. Surgery, I don't think so, but scary things, I think, in front of them. And then in the meantime, just to clear this up, because I've gotten a couple of emails about this, Favre admitted to the voicemails, but the photos, forget about it. That's he's saying no with the photos, and the NFL says they want proof of the pictures. And this Jen Sturger, is this her 15 minutes of fame? And why does, and you know, that's a fair question to ask. Why all of a sudden do these pictures surface now? I mean, why all of a sudden are the pictures out there. And what was interesting is Deanna Favre, the wife of Brett Favre, decided that she was going to go on TV. She was on Fox and Friends. She was actually promoting a book, and her book is The Cure for the Chronic Life, Overcoming the Hopelessness That Holds You Back. And she said she wouldn't go into anything personal, but faith is her crutch, and that's always been her crutch. And then she did something on Good Morning America and asked how she was handling the allegations. And she said, I'm handling it through faith, and she wouldn't say whether the allegations against him were true or false. So, you know, we'll see what the NFL comes up with. What I heard is that they, is the, what I just said, is that they really, really want some kind of proof for that because they're not buying it, in other words. Since the woman who all is connected to this, from the Jets back in 2008, since she's not doing an interview with them, that also makes things a little bit strange as to, okay, so why aren't you doing this interview again? Why, if these came up, and you know, what's the point of bringing up these photos now, 2 years later? They're not saying that, but that's part of what the conversation is. Why now, all of a sudden, do these photos appear? So you do have to ask yourself, okay, so is she an opportunist by bringing them up now? Perfect way to try to maybe get that 15 extra minutes or get some money or, you know, whatever. But who cares? So here's the deal. We move on from that to a couple of quick other things. The fact that you're seeing the Yankees now really clear house, I think, is a telltale sign that Joe Girardi could be gone next. They ditched the pitching coach, and it's going to be a very busy offseason in the Bronx because they didn't win the American League Championship Series, so the general manager, Brian Cashman, would be on the hot seat. And it's that poor performance against the Rangers that'll probably send a few other people packing, too. They either re-sign Girardi or he's out of there. Also, Derek Jeter and Mariano Rivera can become free agents. Can you picture Derek Jeter, who has a fistful of rings in another uniform? I don't think so. Send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net.